That's our rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, some of you folks will be heading to the North Woods, the seashore, or the mountains soon to escape the hot days of August. But what about those of you who have already had that summer vacation? You'll just have to take it and like it, won't you? But here's a suggestion that should add to your comfort during the hot days of the month just ahead. 1, eat light, easily digested foods. 2, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. And 3, when a headache or an acid-upset stomach comes along to add to your discomfort on a hot summer day, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from that headache pain, and at the same time, fast relief from the miserable discomfort of an acid-upset stomach. You see, because it's in solution when you take it, because its pain-relieving agent is already dissolved, Alka-Seltzer is right ready to give you the welcome relief you want. And since it is so fast and so effective, you'll find it wise never to be without Alka-Seltzer in your home or at work. And when you buy, ask your druggist for 2 packages instead of 1. Remember, an extra package on the side keeps a fellow well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still trying to understand the terms of the will of the late Mr. Donnelly. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot and Down store discussing the matter with Lum. Listen.
Well, Lum, if this Mr. Donnelly is going to give me $100,000, what does he want me to go to the trouble of going broke first for?
I don't know, Abner. You know as much about this as I do.
I don't think I understand it.
Well, the only explanation I can figure out is that Mr. Donnelly was eccentric.
He was, huh?
Yeah, must have been.
Must have.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can see.
What did you say?
Eccentric.
Oh.
Nobody else would ever write up that kind of a will in the first place.
No.
Of course, now, for a fellow that's as poor a business head as you are, it oughtn't to be hard to go broke by September the 1st or any other date. Just follow your own ideas and you'll do it in no time at all.
Long.
Yeah?
What in the world is an eccentric?
Don't you know?
I don't think so. It's got something to do with eggs, is all I know.
It's a fellow that does crazy, outlandish things.
With eggs?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with eggs. Just means he does crazy things in general. Got peculiarities.
Oh, I see.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know what, Lum? Maybe he just likes to eat eggs awful good. Maybe that's why they started calling him that.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Kind of a nickname, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
Just about what it was. Of course, that still don't clear up why he wrote up that will the way he done.
No, and judging from our conversation so far, I doubt if it ever will be cleared up.
He might just have been sort of crazy.
I don't know where you'd ever get an idea like that.
Well, just read them provisions. He's leaving me $100,000 when he never even knowed me.
Well, he wouldn't have did it otherwise.
But then he says, before I get it, I've got to get shut of everything I own.
I insulted you and you didn't even notice it.
That's all right, Mom. I don't care. You're my friend. Anything you want to say, you can say it.
Thank you.
But he says that I can't give nothing away, but I got to get shut of everything. And I can't sell it to nobody in my family or anybody I'm in business with. Now, just what sense is in that?
Well, I'm going to stick to my original statement on the matter. I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe this Mr. Donnelly was a fellow that started out in life with absolute nothing, and he wants whoever he gives his money to start out the same way.
Yeah, but I ain't exactly starting out in life. Well, I'm sort of hovering around the middle age, you might say.
You've over-hovered it, you want my opinions.
Of course, if I'm going to have to start out broke, there ain't no way I'd rather do it than with $100,000.
Yeah, when you put it that way, it don't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Well, I just ain't going to worry about it.
I wouldn't worry.
Liable to get to studying about it and figure out some reason why I oughtn't to get that money. Somebody wants to give it to me, I'm willing to take it.
That's awful nice of you.
No matter what I have to do.
Well, just how you're going to go about getting shut of all your property and possessions, so that's what I want to know.
Well, that won't be no trick at all. I'll just start swapping around. You know, there ain't a fella in this town that can't skin me in a swap.
Yeah.
You said that yourself.
1,000 or 100 times.
So, if I just keep swapping long enough, well, I'm bound to wind up with nothing.
I believe you're on the right track there, Ed.
Fact is, I better get out and get to swapping right now.
Well, wait, you can't go now. We've got a store to run here. If you don't work, you can't get no money out of the business.
Good. Just what I want.
Huh?
I'm trying to go broke.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute, Adam. I want to talk to you.
Well, you can talk to Ben. He's coming up out there. I've got business to do.
Well, recollect now, you can't tell nobody why you're doing all this.
I know it. Reckon why that is. Why'd that Bonnie fella want me to keep this a secret?
Well, if everybody knowed why you're doing it, why, they'd help you get shut of your belongings in half a minute. And that'd be too easy. He wanted to make it harder to do than that. Oh, howdy, Ben. Come on in.
Yeah, so long, Ben. I'll see you later.
How's that?
I said so long.
Wait. Abner wasn't very talkative today. Anything wrong with him?
No, he's just got a lot on his mind these days, Ben.
Yes. That was certainly a lovely wedding he and his wife had the other day.
Yeah, it was nice.
A highly impressive knot tie, and it wasn't easy.
You're right.
I'm not sure I quite understand it, though.
What don't you understand, Ben?
Yes.
Huh?
Why does a man marry a woman he's already married to?
Oh, well, that was just sort of a sentimental idea that Elizabeth got, sort of. See, she'd always wanted to have a big church wedding, because when her and Abner got hitched the first time, they eloped.
Right.
So that's why they done it, I believe.
I've known several couples that eloped.
Oh, sure, there's lots of folks do that.
The outstanding case that comes to my mind is that of Virgil B. Breckenridge.
Who?
Yes. Nice fellow, Virgil. Mount Ida resident.
I don't doubt that.
Do you know what the B stands for in his name?
I ain't got the least idea.
I've often wondered about that myself.
Huh?
Virgil B. Breckenridge, although only going on 23, was courting Opal Sneed, middle-sized daughter of Balsam Sneed. Opal was quite pretty for a girl of her complexion. Perhaps you know her, love.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Yes.
Too bad.
Well, sir, Opal was a capricious young girl of mixed emotions. And she suggested to Virgil one day that they elope. Under duress, Virgil acquiesced.
He done what now?
Yes. So the clandestine plans were secretly formulated. Under the arrangements as worked out by Opal, Virgil's task was to find the ladder.
Yeah, they always come in handy at an elopement.
Fine. Well, Virgil's position as a busboy in Tom and Money's restaurant didn't give him a great deal of free time for ladder hunting, and all he was able to find was a rope ladder.
Well, Granny's one of them wouldn't be no good for eloping. Couldn't stand one of them up again in the house.
After repeated attempts on the scheduled night, Virgil found that out. So there was nothing to do but go in through the house and upstairs and hook the rope ladder on the windowsill.
And that ought to work.
On the way through the house, Virgil exchanged pleasantries with Mr. Sneed.
Was Mr. Sneed friendly to Virgil?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Virgil dropped the rope ladder in the parlor and Mr. Sneed picked it up and handed it back to him.
Somehow or other, this don't sound like much of an elopement to me.
Yes. Upstairs, Virgil finally managed to secure the rope ladder to the windowsill, then went downstairs to go outside and climb up the rope ladder and get Opal. However, on the way out, Virgil again stopped to exchange pleasantries with Mr. Sneed.
Did they both wear the same size?
Fine.
Pleasantries?
Mr. Sneed...
You said they exchanged them.
Fine. Mr. Sneed says, and I quote, "Virgil, would you care to join me in a game of chess?"
What a subject on a night when a fella's loping.
Well, Virgil says, why, certainly.
What?
Virgil had a certain rudimentary knowledge of the game. So they sat down and, oh, was that a match. They studied over that chess game for over 4 days.
4 days?
Oh, it was a nip and tuck battle.
Well, what happened to Opal? What'd she do all that time?
Who?
Opal, the girl that was going to elope.
Well, on about the third day, Opal went to the post office to see if she had any mail, met a silk hosiery salesman, married him, and moved to Mobile, Alabama.
You mean her and Virgil never got married at all?
The last report I had, Mr. Sneed had stalemated Virgil, and the match ended in a draw.
Oh, you still here, Ben?
Fine.
Well, I'm on my way, Lum. I just made my first trade.
Well, good. Did you give yourself a good skinner?
Oh, I come out pretty good. I swapped Duty Bates, that old radio of mine, for this cigar box full of junk here.
Junk? Yeah. That sounds like you're doing all right.
Oh, you ought to see what I got. Old gum wrappers and landing buttons and bottle caps and old theater tickets, soap coupons, some gasoline tickets he got down at Frank Forster's filling station. I don't know what all.
Gasoline tickets? What are them for?
I don't know. Some kind of a contest that Frank's having.
Sounds to me like you made a bad trade there, Abner.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, Ben. It's hard to explain, but see, I'm
trying to... get the phone there, Abner. I believe that was our ring.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Virgil frequently a turtleneck sweatshirt.
Hello, jot him down, store Abner. Peabody doing the talking. Oh, how are you, Frank? Yes, I did, about 20 minutes ago. Well, now, just a minute. Let me look. Alarm, hand me that cigar box I got from duty.
Yeah, sure.
What do you want this for?
Where are them things at now? Oh, yeah, here, there, here. Hello, Frank. What do you want me to look at now? Yeah, that's right. Number 04789. Huh? Oh, my goodness, I lied.
What's the matter?
Told you there's the worst news I've ever had.
Well, what's wrong?
Frank Foster said I've just won a console, radio, and phonograph.
Well, how long is it going to take Abner to go broke at this rate? If this keeps up, he'll never need that $100,000. If you have a headache right now, or if someone there at home is suffering from one, the thing you want is relief, and you want it now. All right, then, do this. Get out the Alka-Seltzer bottle, dissolve a couple of tablets in a glass of water, and drink the effervescent solution this makes. This will take you only a few moments, and you'll be surprised how soon that nagging headache pain begins to disappear. Yes, friends, there's no question about it. Alka-Seltzer is fast-acting. And thousands upon thousands of folks say there's nothing quite like it to make headache pain disappear in a hurry. Now, that's exactly what you want. Speedy, effective relief if you're suffering from a headache now. So put Alka-Seltzer on the job right away. And remember, whenever headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief.